On this vote, the yeas are 49, the nays are 51. 3/5 of the senators duly chosen and sworn not having voted in the affirmative, the motion is not agreed to.
Vice President Kamala Harris announced the results of the Senate vote, though the outcome had been all but preordained. Senate Republicans, plus Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia, voted down a bill to protect abortion rights. But despite the absence of suspense, there was still an abundance of impassioned rhetoric on the Senate floor Wednesday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, a Democrat from New York, kicked off debate on the Women's Health Protection Act.
Before the day is over, every member of this body will make a choice. Vote to protect the fundamental rights of women across the country, or stand with five conservative justices ready to destroy these rights in one fell swoop.
Although the outcome was not in doubt, Schumer wanted to put Republicans on the record on the issue. He says MAGA Republicans are telling women, your body, our choice.
Tens of millions of women are watching what will happen to the rights they've relied on for decades. And all of us will have to answer for this vote for the rest of our time in public office. Before the day is over, every member of this body will make a choice. Stand with women to protect their freedoms, or stand with MAGA Republicans and take our country into a dark and repressive future.
The Women's Health Protection Act had already passed out of the House, but it stalled in the Senate until the leaked Supreme Court opinion that revealed the High Court was ready to overturn the Roe v. Wade abortion ruling. The bill would prohibit state bans on abortion. It would ban unnecessary regulations like waiting periods and would prevent governments from requiring women to give a reason for seeking an abortion. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky calls the measure radical and fringe.
So, Madam President, it is chilling that anybody would write legislation like this in 2022. It's even more disturbing that 97% of Washington Democrats have put their names on this. But the American people need to see, the American people need to see what the far left has become. So I'm glad the Senate will vote today. We will stand with the American people, stand with innocent life, and block the Democrats' extreme bill.
Republicans were united in their opposition to the measure. Republican John Thune of South Dakota calls the Women's Health Protection Act the Abortion on Demand Act.
It's pretty sad when the Democrat Party has come to this. The party that has historically portrayed itself as the defender of the little guy is now the party seeking to deny even the smallest protections to the littlest and most vulnerable guys and girls among us, unborn human beings. But hey, I guess Democrats can at least claim that they're standing up for the abortion industry.
Republican James Lankford of Oklahoma illustrated his view with a reference to federal laws protecting endangered species.
In federal law, we protect an eagle egg, acknowledging that's an eagle inside that egg, and we protect a turtle egg, saying we acknowledge that's a turtle inside that egg, but we allow the destruction of children.
Democrats, on the other hand, with the exception of West Virginia's Manchin, spoke in support of the bill. Jean Shaheen is a Democrat from New Hampshire.
It's a sad day when people at the highest levels of government who are entrusted to defend our Constitution, to safeguard our citizens, can no longer be trusted to do either. Unfortunately, we know today that nearly half of the states in this country have already pushed through what we're calling trigger laws that would automatically roll back the clocks by half a century if Roe is repealed. That would immediately jeopardize the fates of millions of women across this country. 17 of those states would outlaw abortions, even in cases of rape and incest.
In the end, without a 60-vote supermajority, Democrats could not overcome a Republican veto. And without Joe Manchin, they could not even get a simple majority. But Democratic senators say they're not giving up.
And you better believe no one will forget this.
Patty Murray is a Democrat from Washington.
I'm scared and I am frightened for women in this country more than I ever have been before. I'm very fearful, Madam President, but I'm also determined. And I know people across the country do not want to go backwards. They do not want politicians planning their families for them. They do not want politicians forcing people to stay pregnant. They do not want this to be the first generation of women with fewer rights than their mothers.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.